In September of 2016, two video store clerks went into the woods near Burkittsville, Maryland, and disappeared. A week later, their recordings were found. The podcast you're about to listen to has been assembled from their recordings and arranged into their show's format. This is an account of the tragedy which befell them in their last known days. It is all the more tragic that they never told me, and the store has been unstaffed. Fuckers. But if they had lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see in the Black Hills.
All right, well, we're just quick little test here. We're making sure this shit works.
Test. Do you realize you've had me up since 6 o'clock? Oh, my fuck. Did you bring the charge for the fucking... for our phones, those little phone bank thingies? Like, I bought,
dude,
like, 10 of them.
Yeah, I brought them all, and I even borrowed my girlfriend's and my girlfriend's sisters.
So
fucking money, dude, that we could be out here for a week. I know we're here for a day, but we could be here for a fucking week.
So those are the Hello Kitty phone banks, or your girlfriend and her sisters, or your future sisters. I'm just pissed off because you've had me in this car. You've had me in this car.
Shut up.
6 a.m. 6 a.m.
We made great time.
I want coffee and pancakes, chocolate chip pancakes, right the fuck now.
Alright, well, I'm gonna pull over here at this gas station.
You better pull the fuck.
And I'm gonna try and get a hold of our guy.
They don't serve pancakes at the gas station, asshole.
You fucking Google where to get pancakes here. I don't fucking know where in Burkittsville, Maryland to get fucking pancakes.
I don't know, we're in JoJo Schmoville. I want fucking.
Well, fucking Google it, man. All right, I'm gonna shut this shit off.
Okay, Google, where's my pancakes? Google, pancakes, Google.
All right, and welcome back to a very special VHS Life podcast.
We're not
in the field.
We're not in the store. We're in the woods, and my feet hurt like a motherfucker.
I'm just calm down, you know,
and
you're the one that had the idea to come out here, so we're searching, we're hiking.
I didn't have this idea, you had the fucking idea, because you're the one that loves the fucking Blair Witch so much, fucker.
No, this is just a perfect coincidence that you had the drugged up dream, prophecy, whatever you want to call it, of
you
the woods,
made it happen.
So we come here.
Fuckface.
I didn't make it happen.
You did.
Depending on your outlook, because yeah, I did, you know, give you the drugs.
My outlook is you're an asshole because I still haven't gotten fucking pancakes. How can a little town like this, little fucking hick, south, whatever, this isn't south, but whatever, how can you not have fucking pancakes? How can you be out?
I don't know,
at least they have coffee, but the coffee tasted like shit water. Worst
well, probably
coffee
was
I ever
water.
Tasted.
Fucking Maryland.
There's the coffee I had. Oh my god. I think it's coming back up.
Oh god. Well, on a positive note, there really was a guide. Kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to break open the pack. I need tissues.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at the fucking vomit on my face.
Alright.
Oh,
but,
God,
so, for everyone out there, the guide was real. However, I misunderstood. And, well, this is really the last time I let Mike do the Google searches, because he misunderstood the whole meaning behind escort. He assumed that the escort meant that she was going to escort us, guide us. So, as it turns out, our guide...
Escort service in Burkittsville, Maryland.
Yeah. We already found her, Mike. And, you know, so basically, she's a hooker that likes to fuck in the woods.
Oh. Well, she didn't fuck me. That's what we know.
Well, I paid for it, so I got it.
Ah. Your girlfriend's not gonna like that, though.
Eh. What happens in a different state?
You mean what happens in Burkittsville stays in Burkittsville? Is that how it goes?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's play that angle, huh?
All right, so, oh man, surprisingly a little warm out today for, you know, fucking late September.
Yeah, piece of shit.
All right,
when
well,
we get the rest.
Let's just keep going for a little bit. Look, there's a new trail.
Ah, my fucking foot. I stepped wrong and I cracked my ankle, you motherfucker.
Alright, well, we'll take a little breather here, and we'll decide as to if we're going to take this other trail or not.
Keep recording. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, let's just stop here so you can catch your fucking breath like a little bitch and, you know, massage your real ankle that you hurt.
Why don't you massage it for me? Come on over, here it is. I'll take off my shoe. Oh,
yeah, that ain't fucking happening.
Oh, look at that foot. Look at that foot. Oh, that skinny cerebral palsied ankle. Look at it.
All right. So we decided to take the other trail. Chomp, Mike. And
you sound cold.
It's not that cold yet. I got the fucking flannel. I dress for this shit, unlike some fuckers.
Yeah, I'm in my I'm in that Maniac Cop shirt that you got me with the.
I know it's a badass shirt, but you know you should have brought an overshirt, a jacket, something. But anyway, it's fucking fall, jackass. Anyway, so we took the other trail. We found some rocks, and then we actually found a rock carving. It says 1974. Don't know if that means anything. But found it, okay? And then we kept going, and the trail got kind of weird. We found some derelict, busted up, old, rusted fucking cars from, like, the 50s. And then there, at the top of the hill right there by the fucking cars was some ruins. I don't know what else to call them. From a fucking building... that looks like it's at least 100 years old, maybe 200 fucking years old, probably 200 fucking years old. It's all built out of the big old stones and shit, and our best guess is it's a fucking church, because there's a hanging fucking cross in it.
Yeah, well, that's a dead giveaway right there. If you, even people on the short bus could figure that out. Jesus Christ.
It's just... Yeah. It's fucking weird, man. But,
hey, that car that we saw, didn't that look like Ash's car?
No, that was a 1977?
Isn't that what Sam Raimi's car was?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what was Ash's car?
No. Yeah. Different car.
Well, I like Good to guess, think though, it was but... Ash's car.
Well, you can think that, yeah. But we're not in Kentucky, you know, or Michigan, depending on how you want to look at the outline of the Evil Dead.
We're in Maryland, the land of no pancakes.
Yeah. Let it go, man. Okay, one so day. We turned this on because we heard some noises up the hill. We've been making our way that way pretty steadily, and... It looks like there's a house up here, but the noises came from past that. We're we're gonna try and crest the hill, and
What the fuck does crest mean? You said crest. I've never heard that term.
To crest the hill means to go over top of.
Well, then why don't you just say go over top the hill? Why do you have to use these big words?
We're
gonna
go
that
over top
understands?
Of the fucking hill.
Good. See that?
See if we
better.
Can.
That's much better.
We're gonna go over top of the fucking hill,
yes.
Mike. Past the house,
much
and we're
better.
Gonna see if we can find where the sound was coming from. Because that might be why we're here. That might be the clue, the thing that fucking stops all of this that you envisioned.
Dude, if there is fucking sound anywhere, I'm gonna tell you. I'm turning around. I'm hobbling my gimpy ass that way.
I'm telling
you.
You
can hobble
I
your
fucking
gimpy
heard
ass
something.
That way. And I'll never
I'm
see
fucking
you the
telling
fuck again.
You. I heard something in the ravine, alright? We just gotta get past the hill and drop down into it.
Wait. Did you say you heard something in the ravina or the ravine?
Ravine.
Oh, I thought you said
we just have
ravina.
To,
like
we just have to get
female.
Over... No, we just have to get over the hill and drop down into it, alright? I swear to God, I heard something. That's why I fucking started recording. I was hoping to catch it, but...
Well, that's because right, you don't learn from me. Record everything. I knew... having you carry all the fucking portable shit was a bad idea because you don't know how to record shit.
Alright, well, it's getting dark,
fucking,
man. Let's get
this
moving.
This thing's already dying. We gotta change the phone bank thing.
Alright, how is it getting dark so quick?
It's Burkittsville. What do you think?
Dude, it's like fucking 3 in the afternoon. Why is it getting dark so quick?
I'll find out. Why is it getting dark so quick in Burkittsville, Maryland?
It hasn't worked yet. It's not going to give you a fucking answer, Mike. Google hates us. Google hates fucking Burkittsville.
Well, I can tell it
hates
us.
It fucking hates the Black Woods.
I can tell it hates us because it just took away 5% more of my battery. Fucker.
All right, well, let's get this shit switched out and get up over the fucking hill before it fucking sunsets.
Yeah, let's go crest the hill. And fall into the fucking ravine because you're an asshole.
I'm telling you, there's something up there.
I'm telling you, there's fucking... You're fucking imagining things.
Okay, so...
How's that fucking flannel helping you now, boy?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
but the
not.
Fire... Let's just keep the fire going. Keep it stoked up. All right.
You need more wood. You should go get more fucking wood.
We'll worry about that later, man. Let's just get warmed up for right now, and then I'll get enough for the rest of the night and later.
Do you want me to touch you?
No. No.
I have, all like, right. Heat between my hands that I can just touch you with.
Yeah. All right. So, since we're recording and we said we'd do the fucking Blair Witch talk, we might as well burn up some time and talk, because I'm not remotely tired. I mean... According to my fucking phone here, it's 7:30 at night, but it's black as hell out. It looks like it's fucking midnight, but
yeah.
Okay, whatever. So let's give the people what they want. Let's talk about this and spend a little fucking time. Because maybe you'll actually say something fucking intelligent that I can tolerate.
Oh, you mean me? Yeah, well, we'll see.
Okay, so...
It's too fucking cold out here.
Yeah, I know. It's gotta be like fucking 48 or some shit.
Where the fuck? Hold on, I charged my phone. Google, what is the temperature in Burkittsville, Maryland?
I hate you.
It says it's 45.
Oh, fuck you. Wait, what? You got a connection?
I'm surprised. I have 2 bars.
See if you can get a map. Because we need to know exactly where we are so we can hike back out.
Google, I need a map of the Black Hills Forest in Burkittsville, Maryland.
Fuck!
All right. It says I don't have a connection.
Yeah. All right. So...
It's cold, though.
Put your fucking phone away. All right, so...
I'll try.
Let's...
Because it's draining my battery. We're going to have to plug it into the phone bank yet again. Or not plug it in, but, you know, get another phone bank.
Okay, so... How do you want to do this? Do you just want to do one, two, new film, or?
Well, I watched them different. I watched them one new film and then Book of Shadows.
Oh, sorry, it's cold. Go ahead.
No, it is, fucker.
So it's not my fucking fault, Jeff.
Yes, it is. You wanted us to
come here.
This
was supposed to be a one-day trip. One fucking day
trip.
That's
because you're an asshole and you got
us
lost.
You are the one.
You're the one that doesn't know how to hold
vision.
A fucking map, idiot.
You had the fucking vision. You
I
were the one that was supposed
because...
to find the fucking guide.
Okay. I had a vision because you fucking dosed me. Let's get that out of the way right the fuck now.
That's true. That's very true.
Didn't... Yeah, exactly. If you didn't dose me, we wouldn't be freezing our asses off right now in the fucking woods.
If you didn't have a vision that you couldn't fucking find when I brought you out here... Just,
you shouldn't have dosed me. Get to the fucking
just,
movies, asshole. I can't deal
with. Yeah, let's just calm down. Let's just calm down. Before we say something we fucking regret, like I don't want to fucking strike
you. Of course you fucking do.
Okay.
Fucking 6 foot one piece all right, of all right, shit.
Alright, alright.
Oh, God.
Okay. Go ahead. Talk about the movies.
Trying to fucking warm
fucking
up.
Wind.
Jerk off.
Oh. Okay.
God damn it. Oh. Well, as you know, because I know I've talked about this before on the show, I think, that I'm not a fan of found footage. At all. I hate found footage. I really do. And I hated Blair Witch because my first exposure to it was in 1999 on VHS. I watched it with my then girlfriend and my parents. My girlfriend was scared shitless of it. I, however, was bored by it. So I was like, well, I'll never watch this again. So because I was all hyped up before I saw the movie. I saw the thing on Sci-Fi, the special, The Curse of the Blair Witch. And
oh, yeah, I saw that, too. That was fucking good.
And that got me really hyped onto the movie. And I was like, you know what? This is a good concept. I cannot believe that the families of these kids are actually letting a studio release this footage. I cannot believe that this is happening. I really can't. But then I found out that it was all staged, and that kind of turned me off, because I felt cheated. I felt lied to. That's kind of like, you know, how I feel about John now, presently, in some way, shape, or form. But, yeah. But that's what I was feeling. So... I dismissed it. And then with this new movie coming out, we decided to, you know, revisit them. So, of course, I'm on a mindset now that I do not watch a movie unless it's on, you know, if it's on Blu-ray. I only will watch it on Blu-ray. I will not watch it in a subpar format, which is DVD or VHS. So Blair Witch now being on Blu-ray, the original, I got the Blu-ray and I watched it. A few days before we came out here, and I enjoyed it a lot more than I did in 1999, and I'm wondering why that is. I don't know if it's because maybe it was a maturity factor. Maybe it's just because, you know, time has passed, and you know, I watched it alone this time. I really wasn't around anyone, so maybe, I could process it better. I don't know. Or another friend of mine suggested that maybe it was because, you know, a girl wasn't around. I didn't have to put on this macho front in front of her, and that's probably why I liked it more this time.
Most people know that I, Yeah, no, I got it. It kind of does make sense. Most people know that I actually really like the movie. I'm a pretty big fan of it. I'm not of the current bandwagon that it's not a good film.
He wants and to suck at Sanchez's dick.
No.
Yes.
But I do greatly enjoy getting to speak to the man. I've done it two or three times.
But we couldn't this time because he's changed his email address because he's got a secret restraining order against you.
Fuck you, Mike. All right, so...
I'm going to get closer to the fire. Let's move closer to the fire.
So, with this one, I went back and I watched it pretty recently. And I have to say, it's genius filmmaking. And they really took a lot of chances with this. I mean, the fact that there are no cameramen, that it's really just these three actors in the woods doing everything themselves and being guided. I love that stuff. And I think that really adds the mysterious quality to this one.
But really, it was uneventful, though, if you think about it.
But it's all atmosphere, and it's the reason that it's effective is part tied into the mysterious quality that I was just talking about, and that's it really occurred to me this time. This one feels so much more personal. Oh, sorry. Than most found footage films, because this one is just them, and it is just them with the cameras. It really comes off almost like home videos, and you feel somewhat voyeuristic watching it. You know, it really has that personal quality to it. And then you're watching them go through this stress and this trauma, and then the events at the end. And I think that's why it's effective. This time it didn't really get to me as much. But with given time and watching it in the proper setting, it is effective. It does make me a little tense. It doesn't quite scare me anymore. But when I was a kid, man, when it first came out and I first saw it, it fucking terrified me. And you're right. I think part of the reason so many people hate it is because it was, you know, advertised as real. And so many people believed that it was real. And they now feel cheated, and they just want to hate on it for that.
I didn't think it was effective at all, even at this time, I don't think. I mean, that's not to say that, obviously, I enjoyed it more this time, but I did not think it was effective at all, really. I didn't,
so overall,
I didn't feel any emotion for the characters whatsoever, because I knew what was coming. Like, I knew at the end of that movie, they were going to be, you know, in the basement of that house doing whatever, and, you know, that was that.
But what you are saying, though, is that it is a decent film, then? You're not damning it, saying that it's horrible. You're just saying that it's not scary.
It's not. Yeah, it's not scary to me at all. It's a decent film, but it's not. It's still not as good as you know, people originally tried to get me to believe back in 1999.
Oh, 99, man. It was a fucking event. I remember being in school and people talking about it in the fucking cafeteria about how it was the scariest thing they've ever seen, and they've seen it so many times. And,
wow, you were like 15 years old.
Yeah. It was a fucking 20, event.
Wow. I cannot believe that.
Literally, it was an event, and I said to you off air at the store before all this, when we were talking about just doing this a show about this, that it's a landmark in cinema. Whether you like it or hate it, the Blair Witch Project is a landmark in cinema. It may not be the first found footage film.
No, last broadcast. Not even going to get into that. I remember, and I'll tell you, I still feel that the last broadcast from 1996 is the better of the two films.
I haven't watched that one in years.
That is on Blu-ray, and I do plan on getting it.
It did not scare me. So I do remember that.
As soon as we
but,
get
out.
I think we should cuddle.
No, I'm not fucking cuddling you.
You think the girlfriend will get jealous? She doesn't have to know we're in the woods. What happens in the woods stays in the woods.
Yeah, no. But, it is a landmark because stuff changed after this, and we saw a lot more films like this come around because of the success of this one. Now, because of the success of this one, there was a direct sequel the next year. And when I say direct sequel, I just mean it was direct the next fucking year. It was pumped right the hell out.
You know what? I have a feeling that if that was more successful, the Blair Witch franchise would have predated Saw as the one that you would have gotten one every Halloween.
That was the intent.
You would have been up to Blair Witch 7.
And, well, let's talk about this a little bit. Blair Witch was such a success that there was an expanded universe. There were several books written.
There
were three video games. Yes.
What are the novels?
There is a dossier on the very first one that kind of gives background on the three characters, talks about what was really going on, mm-hmm. not like filmmaking wise, but like in the larger scheme of things that, you know, they were missing for 7 days, but on the third day there were search parties out there looking for them.
Were they missing for 7 days? I don't remember that.
Something like 7 days. That's yeah, it's hard to remember right now, but it really gets into that. And there's a dossier for the second film.
I should look that
and
up.
There
Google,
is
in the Blair Witch Project, how long were the people missing for? No signal. Nothing.
All right, but there were young adult series that was, you know, pretty much a kid was the cousin of Heather, and he was running a website where people could tell him their experiences of the paranormal in Burkittsville area, and it was basically kind of like a young kid ripoff of the X-Files based around Burkittsville, blah, blah, blah. But I can say that that was the intent, A, because the studio forced the film to come out the next year for Halloween, and actually in one of the books, I can't remember which one right now off the top of my head, there's a page in the very last one that says, right into the studio with your, what was it? With your experiences with the paranormal, and the grand prize of that was a day on the set of the Blair Witch 3.
Well, I guess that never came to fruition for anybody.
No, it didn't.
Hey, wait a minute. See that blinking red light?
Oh, God.
Here, wait. Let me look at the recorder. Oh, shit. You gotta get another battery out of the pack for the computer. Where's the bags?
I'm right over there.
Alright. Hold on. Oh! Fuck.
Yeah, you switch that out. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna talk Book of Shadows.
Alright, well, you're gonna have a momentary pause because I'm literally gonna... 3, 2...
And Book of Shadows, you know, like I said, came out the very next year. It was pulled away from Ed and everyone, like I already said. But
right, they still have executive producer credit.
Right. It's just, yeah, hard to focus right now. I'm sorry. Well, they owned the Blair Witch was theirs, man. But
how much do you think Lionsgate paid them?
I have no idea. I wish I did know that, actually. But,
why don't we call Ed now? Don't you have his phone number?
Well, yeah, but we have no signal. And I'm not wasting fucking my cell phone battery trying to make a call that won't connect.
Here, let me have a look at it. Google, give me Ed Sanchez's phone number. No signal. God damn it. It's not working.
Okay.
Oh,
so
shit.
back to Book of Shot. Okay. So the calm down. I'll put some more wood on the fire.
I'm hyperventilating over here, fuckface.
Okay, so I'm just starting over. Book of Shadows.
Yeah.
Came out 1 year later, and the geniuses behind this in the studio, because this is now a studio film, decided that they would get a documentary filmmaker to make this, even though it's not going to be in the found footage genre.
Right.
Makes sense, right? Because obviously they got filmmakers to make one that was like a documentary. Fucking Hollywood logic is for retards.
Yeah.
You should understand it, Mike.
Yeah, I'm a retard, so yeah, I get it.
Anyway.
My scruff feels so good. It's charging up and getting warm. Good. Go ahead.
So, this guy known for the Paradise Lost documentaries and I think Brother's Keeper was put into this.
Mm-hmm. Joe now, Berlinger. That was his name.
Yes.
Yes.
Berlinger. But
Berlinger.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, they came up with a script, it was presented to the original filmmakers, and they didn't like it, they went off and made the movie. That was
so wait,
the actual
wait,
movie.
When you said it was presented to the original filmmakers, you're saying that Ed and Daniel Myrick read Joe's script?
Yes.
Yeah, no wonder they passed on it. That is a piece of shit. Okay, continue.
No, they were actually trying to make a romantic comedy at that point in time to prove that they weren't just horror directors, you know?
What's the name of the romantic comedy they made, you know?
Yeah, it never got made.
Oh, it never did? I was going to say I was going to get it if it did.
No. Never got made. But anyway, so the movie itself is somewhat meta. The Blair Witch Project is an actual film in this film's world.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. And we follow a group as they go on a tour of the areas from the film and then slowly discover that there may be an actual witch, that there is an actual witch. I'm not going to even try and beat around the bush or at this. And, crazy shit starts happening. I used to really... Yeah. I used to really like this film. I used to defend it quite a bit.
I hadn't seen it. You defended it to me, honestly.
I did. I defended it to almost everyone. Anyone. And I watched it again recently. And it doesn't hold up as good. If you remember the late 90s, early 2000s, we got a lot of crappy horror films that were, you know, not really scary and, you know, they were just horror films and title only, really. I mean, like Bride of Chucky and, you know, shit like that.
Right.
Nothing too effective. And
hey, Bride of Chucky was effective, fucker.
It's funny. It's not a horror movie. It's
yes,
not scary.
It is. Yes, it is. Alexis Arquette died in that film kind of like he's dead in real life now.
Yeah, I'm okay with that joke.
Oh. Hey, do you see a car rolling down that hill up there?
Too soon.
Maybe it's going to crush us.
Too soon, Mike.
There we go. Even in the woods, I can bring it up. See?
If I was lucky, it'd just fucking crush you. I'm going to get you right now. But, so, it's not as effective, but for its time frame and what it is, it's still good. I mean, the shit with the, once we actually get into the second and third act, is what I'm talking about with the witch symbols written on people and shit happening but not really happening, and it's the whole mindfuck aspect of it's what I really like.
Right. Well, you like mindfucks to begin with.
I like any kind of fucks.
Well, yeah. I just wish that I was somewhere else instead of this fucking freezing ice tundra.
Stop your bitching. That's all you've been doing.
Don't you get it? And I never got pancakes. And you couldn't even bring fucking hot dogs. We're sitting here and I'm fucking starving again. I don't know about you. I'm sure you are too. You're fucking... Yeah, of course you are. You should have brought hot dogs.
Hot dogs are disgusting.
We could have put them on sticks and, you know, roasted them. And then we could have made s'mores. And it would have gotten a lot warmer. Because we would have...
If I would have brought anything, it would have been fucking bratwurst.
Fuck bratwurst. We need fucking wieners. We need fucking Oscar Mayer wieners.
Ugh.
My, oh, I was going to say,
honestly, first name. No. For as hungry as I am at this point, man, I would eat a fucking hot dog.
Of course you would.
But
did I bring any?
What did you think of Book of Shadows, Blair Witch?
It was extremely forgettable, and I was trying to understand what was going on. Like, in the beginning, it seemed like somebody was in... a mental hospital.
And, yeah, that's I think his name's Jeff, the lead.
Yeah, I forgot the
tour guy.
I forgot the names of everybody in that film. I did enjoy the redhead, who they thought was the witch. Yes,
the Wiccan.
Yeah, I enjoyed her. I would like to take her to Creamy Town. Maybe she's still out here.
It was a movie, Mike.
Wiccan?
It was a movie.
Wiccan. Wiccan!
Hey. It was a movie. Wiccan! Focus, buddy. Focus. Hey.
Wiccan!
Get back. Focus, focus.
Wiccan!
Mike,
what
snap out of it.
What are you hitting me for, fucker? I'll smack
Get back
you in your fucking
to
place.
The movie talk, okay?
I am talking about the movie. I'm talking about the Wiccan that's actually probably in the woods here now. I don't even really remember the movie much because it was really just forgettable. I just, like, I really didn't care about any of the characters.
Yeah, that is one thing. None of them are horribly likable. And right. I think what they did was they tried to give us so many so that we had, like, relatable characters, because everyone's so different in it. But really, the only character that I somewhat liked was Jeff, or the tour guide. I'm not even sure his name is Jeff.
Well, because, you know, you figure that you can be like him because, you know, he's an asshole. You can be an asshole. That's just how this works.
Haha. You're so fucking funny, Mike.
I'm hilarious. Honestly. That's why after we come out of this, I'm getting a promotion at the store, and you're fucking going back to Smith's Grove Sanitarium.
Ah. Yeah, right. Woo! Dude, you could never fill my position as assistant manager.
Woo! I'm fucking Ric Flair, bitch. Woo!
You don't have what it takes to be assistant manager of Press Play Video.
You know
the kind of fucking responsibilities that I have? Do you understand what fucking responsibilities are, Mike?
I greatly do understand.
I bet you fucking do.
Do you understand? You obviously don't. You know, Tony's gonna find out that about this whole dosing thing and all that crap, and it's just he's not gonna like that. Not too much at all.
Tony knows I do steroids.
Yeah,
it was
but he doesn't
fucking
know
accident
that, he
I discovered
that
this
dosed,
Russian shit.
He doesn't know that you dosed me.
And he doesn't care about
it. He
food.
Had to be in the store when I was fucking passed out there for that week. He had to be there.
You weren't passed out, man. You were up doing shit, just like I was.
So you're saying that I was just... I was awake, but I was out of my body?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Oh my god.
So, let's break down this drug just a tiny bit for you, Mike. Because, let's face facts, I've done it a lot more than you now, because I'm trying to figure this shit out, unlike you. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I can see your breath. Good for you.
Yes. I just fogged up my glasses.
You take the drug, and your consciousness goes insane. I'm not saying you literally lose your mind. What I'm saying is it splits into a bunch of different parts, because... you see that reality is broken. You go to the different fucking areas. You go to the different realities while your body is still here, alive, and doing its own fucking thing, man.
So you're telling me that I was at the store functioning, but I was not there.
On some level, you were there.
I don't remember anything from
I'm
that.
Not even... Yeah, that's true. You might not even have been you. What do you mean you don't remember anything from that?
I don't remember anything.
You're telling me you don't remember the fucking woods? You're telling me you don't remember any of this? Like, none of this shit looks familiar?
Well, we're not in the woods now. Well, we are in the woods, but what... I was never here before.
You had a vision of the woods. That's the whole fucking reason we came here.
Yeah, I had a vision of it, but I wasn't here.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I just saw it.
Just
I wasn't here, though.
Semantics.
Yeah.
Okay. We're
I'm
getting
here
to...
now.
All right. You're just pissing me off again. Let's just talk about movies, because that doesn't piss me off as much.
Yes, sir.
You find this fucking funny.
I do. I have to find something funny, because I'm...
Mike, you're getting... Oh, my... Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I hit you earlier. Okay, so, latest film, Blair Witch.
I gotta piss. I'll be right back. I gotta go.
I'm not gonna wait for you.
Don't wait for me then. I gotta piss. Post a fucking update on Facebook or some shit. I gotta piss.
Fuck. We'll be right back. Asshole. I can't fucking believe you gotta go take a fucking piss right now. Freezing our fucking balls off and you gotta wander off into the woods. Hey, at least stay where I can see.
Now he can't hear me. I'm gonna piss cause I gotta piss right now. I gotta piss right now. I gotta piss right now. I gotta piss and he can't hear me cause I gotta piss right now. I gotta piss right now. I gotta piss right now. Wow. This is a long piss. My prostate's probably all fucked up. Ah, it sucks being 37.
Alright, so...
Ah, so much better.
Yeah, I'm glad you're relieved, asshole.
Don't you have to piss? You should. There's a nice tree right over beyond the crest... of that hill.
Yeah. I'd like to see your gimpy ass get up there and back.
Well, I got up somewhere. Actually, I went in your backpack. Right in your backpack.
At least you can make me laugh with that stupid ass humor.
Yes.
Alright. So this, let's focus on movies, because that's what we do best.
Exactly.
Keeps us nice and calm. And
keeps us warm,
keeps us
too.
From focusing on, it keeps us from focusing on the point that, you know, it's fucking stuck out here in the woods. In the middle of nowhere, freezing our asses off.
You know,
my
flashlight's dying. Why the fuck do I, if I go piss, it's going to be dark.
Okay, just leave it alone. I still have my tactical flashlight. We still have a fire. It's cool. Alright.
What's a tactical
So, flashlight? Huge lead up to this. I was really excited for it. We even have a bet around the film. So
you know what?
I put it out there pretty publicly.
I will admit that I fucking win the bet if you can get me the fuck out of here right now.
If I could get us the fuck out of here right now, we'd be the fuck out of here right now. But I made it pretty publicly known that I loved the film. I thought it was terrific. It scared the shit out of me. It's fucking terrifying. It's if you enjoyed the first Blair Witch film or found footage films, there is absolutely no reason in the world that you will not enjoy this film. I can actually say a little bit negative about it, but I kind of want to hear from Mike on this before I rant and ramble.
Well, that's what you always do, isn't it? So nothing new there.
Yeah. You're just jealous that I can walk.
Ooh. Them's fighting words, bitch.
Mike, you don't want to go down that road.
I don't know. I think me or the witch, you'd rather face the witch.
No. No.
I think so.
Did you see? Have you seen the last three films? Have you seen what the witch does? Have you seen the fucking witch?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why you want the witch instead of me, because I will eradicate you worse than the witch ever could. But the new film begs the question. Maybe there is no witch. Maybe what's in these woods is just dark and evil spirits. Something far beyond the human comprehension. Something dark. Something
so,
ancient.
Wait, you're saying something. You're saying there's no witch. Yeah, I'm cutting you off from your monologue.
You jerk off. No, I have a feeling that there is no witch. There is no Blair Witch. It's all just in the woods. It's all spirits within the woods. There is no witch.
So you think it's all just ghosts?
Yes.
Yes. I think you're wrong.
Actually, I think it's maybe the ghost of the woman that was tortured here.
The witch.
Yes. Well, but she's not...
Nellie Kedworth.
Yes, but she was not a witch. She was an innocent that they accused of being a witch, and she died from their accusers, or from them accusing her. You know, that caused her to die. But that did not make her a witch.
We don't know that, man. She's we don't know that she was innocent.
We know she's innocent. She is.
Explain the shit that took place in the movie, then. How else but witchcraft does that happen? I mean, GPS leads people in a circle.
Yeah.
Cell phones and stuff like that doesn't work. Flashlights randomly die.
Yeah, well,
trees are falling.
Well, that's happening here. Well, except for the trees falling. That other shit's happening with us right now. Are you saying that we're in the presence of the Blair Witch? Is that exactly what you're saying?
I'm just saying that we're in the middle of nowhere and we don't have any cell signal.
Well, technically we're not in the middle of nowhere because we know where we are. We're in Burkittsville, Maryland.
Well, we're outside Burkittsville. We're near Burkittsville. We're in Black Hills.
Right, so we know where we are. That's the thing right now. We know where we are.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's the thing. So, basically what you're saying is, then, we are right now experiencing witchcraft. Your grand conclusion is that we are experiencing witchcraft right now.
I'm not saying that, man. I'm just, some weird shit's going on, that's all.
Well, according to you, it's witchcraft. But anyway, that could be ghosts, specters, Slimer, anything could cause what happened in that first movie to happen.
Okay, I can give you that. But with this one,
yeah,
we're actually, with the update in technology, getting a better understanding of what's going on. We're able to see more because we're not limited to two handheld cameras. We have a drone. We have headsets that actually follow people's eye lines.
Right, but I still didn't think that we really saw any more in the new film that we did in any of the previous films.
Are you shitting me? We didn't see any more?
I didn't see any more, no. Where do you think we saw more?
As soon as we get to the fucking third act, man. We see the branch, the root or whatever, in the girl's fucking leg.
Ashley's leg, yes.
Which was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, but see, that's not witchcraft. That's the woods. That's the Evil Dead.
Yeah, which was a demonic force.
Again, yes, but it's not witchcraft. So there you go.
Okay.
So that's that. This is like the Evil Dead. Ashley was infected by the Evil Dead, not the Blair Witch.
So, what made the tents go flying up?
The force that's in the woods.
Okay, so what created the stick men and then tied hair to the one that pretty much acted as a voodoo doll when they broke it, because it snapped the girl in fucking two? Sorry about spoilers.
Again, the force in the woods.
Yeah. Force in the woods never did that.
Because you realize that the tree root that was inside Ashley, it was in the leg, but it was really looking for a pussy because it wanted to rape her.
You're just reaching now.
I'm not.
You're trying to be funny, and you're trying to skirt around the fact that this film fixed a lot of what a lot of the naysayers was saying about the first film that you never saw.
I do agree about that. It definitely was a lot more interesting, a lot more involved, and it definitely, I was way more engaged in this film from the start. And I really don't understand the hate that it's getting, honestly.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
It makes zero sense, man, because it's a great fucking film.
Because, you know, obviously, you know, I did not see this right away.
Right.
And I heard a lot of naysayers, a lot of negative about Weingart and Barrett, and saying how they, you know, really did a disservice to the franchise, and they really destroyed it. And, you know, it made me doubt what those two could do. It made me doubt their ability. But then I went in and I saw it, and I said, you know what, why am I doubting this? I should not be doubting this at all. Not at all. Because it's brilliant filmmaking. It really is.
Wow. That's a hell of a compliment from you, Mike.
And
the third act?
Dude, this is really killing our power. We gotta change the thing again. We are like on 2% right now. We have to change this.
Okay. Right. And then we're going to wrap this up and let's just call it a night, man. All right,
good. Good, because I'm tired.
Okay, switch it out so we can wrap this little bit up and we'll have something for the show at least.
Yeah, something. All right. All right, we're back.
Okay, so we get to the third act, and we get to see a creature that I thought was the witch. that I think most people believe is the witch that sees this. We get to see some apparitions.
Do you mean apparitions?
Yes.
Okay.
Shut up.
I was gonna say apparitions. All right.
We get a head fuck for about the next 20 minutes to a half hour.
Yeah. Hey, and that's what I wanted to ask you too. When she's climbing out, James's girlfriend. That Lisa. I don't think Lisa was his girlfriend, really. I think they were just friends. But
yes,
when Lisa was climbing out, was she going through shit?
That tunnel?
Yeah, because it seemed like it was full of shit to me.
No, it's just a dirt tunnel, and it was pouring rain outside, so, you know, water was leaking into the tunnel.
You know what I thought was going to happen there, and I thought it would have been a cool thing? I thought that something was going to, like, grab her and pull her down. That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought that would have been cool.
Well, there, with the sound design, there was something coming through the tunnel. It was coming after her. She was just able to get out before it could get her.
I wonder what it was. Do we know?
I think it's the creature.
It was not the witch.
But...
Because the real witch of Blair Witch is not the witch. There is a witch in Blair Witch.
It's never seen. Yeah, it's not that creature that we see.
Right. That's not the witch. Well, it is a witch, just a different form of the witch.
This is where their genius filmmaking is really honestly shown off. Because as soon as we enter the house, we get to see that it's like a fun maze. I mean, the door closes and he spins around and there's three doors there. Mm-hmm. And once we get to the basement, we get the full explanation of where the handheld camera came from, because Lane's down there and he's now a servant of the witch and he still has his camera, and it falls down into the tunnel with the girl. I forget her name.
Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. And so she's using that as a light in the tunnel. And then when she's running through the house a little bit later, being chased by that thing, which both times I've seen it in the theater, mm-hmm. as soon as we see that, like, running after her in the house, makes me jump.
Really? So you actually jump? Holy shit.
Yeah, it rarely happens, but that thing is fucking freaky, man.
John Rhodes jumps, damn.
And, but that is the footage that we actually see at the beginning with the card that's put up, you know, this footage was found, blah, blah, blah. Mm. They open it like that, like the original Blair Witch Project, but that's actually for the YouTube clip that is shot during the third act of this film.
Right.
And then we get the explanation of stand in the corner. And it's fucking...
Yeah, but you know
just
what?
Amazing.
They gave that explanation in the original as well.
No, they never explained why. They just said that Rustin Parr faced a child into the corner while he killed the other one.
Yeah, but they said that in the original as well.
Yeah, the corner... But they just actually explained why facing into the corner was an important thing. Because Rustin Parr would feed or shove the kids down the tunnel as a sacrifice to the witch, and they'd have to face the corner so the witch didn't get them before it was their time.
Oh, I see. I just thought that I heard it, like, presented in both of the films in the first act.
No. No, it's just stated that he would make a kid face the corner while he killed the other one.
Oh. I get you.
So we then end up in the same scenario as the first film, where lead characters are facing the corner, except now we understand what's going on, and the witch creature thing, whatever it is there. Mm. It takes, you said his name was Josh. I'm horrible. I'm so fucking cold and hungry. I'm fucking forgetting everyone's name.
I don't remember shit either.
But it takes him. He hears something that we do not hear, yeah. And he believes it's his sister, Heather.
Right. You mean James.
And then James, yeah. Thank you. And then our lead character, the girl's using the camera to go back and see behind her to try and back her way out so she doesn't have to see the creature. And then we hear James's voice.
Right.
And she turns around and the film ends.
So
now it ends ambiguously.
Well, that's how.
But
they all, well, you know, they all ended that way.
Right. But this one's so goddamn effective, man. It's amazing to me.
No, it's definitely better than the original. I'll give it that.
Now, did you jump?
Multiple times, yes.
Were you scared?
I didn't see the creature because I was looking down at the floor. So even the poorly shot, you know, the poor shots of the creature, I still didn't see because I was looking down at the floor.
Yeah, and I heard people arguing that, you know, oh, you don't see anything still. They're doing less is more. They're giving you little glimpses. If you're in this situation, which is supposed to be found footage, and this thing is hooked up with your eyeliner, are you going to stand there and fucking stare at it, or are you going to get a glimpse of it and fucking run?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So, were you scared, Mike?
I could have been.
So, we know our bet was that Blair Witch would outgross Lights Out. However, there was the caveat towards that we had the right to overrule this by our own opinion, admitting that one of us was wrong, that, you know, your bet being that Lights Out was the better film, my bet being that Blair Witch would be the better film.
Right. And I still feel that Lights Out was the better film.
And I still feel that, so we have to go with the box office.
And
I had stated that I was willing to up it after seeing the film, that I was so confident. Mm-hmm. And my confidence did pay off a little bit. I mean, you liked it. It scared you. It was effective. It worked for you. Mm-hmm. So instead of giving you the $5 that we bet, I'm going to buy you the Blair Witch.
The who?
The film. I'm going to buy it for you.
Yeah, but it's not out yet.
Yeah, I know. I'll pre-order it. It'll come to you. In 4K, buddy. Glorious, glorious 4K.
That's right. No, I mean, I am going to get it. But I'm definitely going to get it. That's a given.
So, what is your overall thoughts on the Blair Witch universe in a whole before we turn in for the night?
I think that overall it is a brilliant film. And it surprised me. I think it got a lot more hate than it should have gotten. I feel that people were very hard on it. They did not need to be. And I hope that when the film does hit Blu-ray and DVD, that you know, people give it another chance. Because I think it deserves that.
Wow. And I have already stated that I think it's a perfect Halloween film. I fully endorse it. Definitely go see it. Now, like,
I do feel, I mean, I, you know, I wish, now seeing this, and the fact that people were so, you know, hating on it so much, and I would really like to see if And I doubt that that Weingard and Barrett would be interested in continuing at this point, I'm sure. Because of all the flack. They may not want to go back, but I would really like to see where they would go with it from here. Whew. I'm very interested.
I'd fucking love that. But, alright, before we close out, do you think people should check out the first two at all? Would you advise that?
The original, yeah.
Okay.
Book of Shadows, I think you can skip.
So, we're both kind of in agreement that you can skip part two, but the first one, I'll put it to you guys this way.
Yeah.
If you are a hardcore fanatic, check out part two. If you actually enjoy that, or if you're just so ravenous, Blair Witch, try and find the books. They're actually not that hard to find. But really, you just need to see the Blair Witch Project and Blair Witch.
Yeah. Without a doubt. And I mean, you can just see Blair Witch and skip Blair Witch Project even, because they do kind of do a recap in the beginning that you know, ties it all together nicely, I think. So. But definitely, I think both of those are definitely good to check out.
Alright.
You got me.
You think that was good? You think that was good?
Man? Yeah, I want to go to sleep.
Alright, let's just fucking shut this shit off. Let's
turn
in for tonight.
I don't even know. We're just going to be sleeping on the ground, aren't we?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
I'll get more firewood. We'll keep the fire going. We'll be alright, man.
So sorry that I didn't like these movies sooner, because I really feel that if I did, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation right now. And John's not here. He's in the... Oh. There's... What's that noise? There's all these noises. I don't know what's happening. I can't. I'm just sorry that I was an asshole. That I didn't know. That I didn't like the fucking movie. I should have liked it.
Mike, hey, we gotta go right now. Come on,
what's
come on,
happening?
Let's go. Run, just run.
Carry
go.
Me, carry
gotta,
me, carry me.
Get up the
carry
you
know, me, carry me.
I got you. Come here. All right, we gotta go. We gotta get up the fucking hill.
Okay.
No, we gotta go.
Okay.
We gotta go. Don't look behind. Don't go. Don't look. Just go.
I can't go. Oh God, it's so.
Oh God!
No! No!
Where the fuck is it? Just go! Go! There's a house, come on! Yeah.
That's the... I'm not
go.
Going in that fucking house.
We are.
I'm not going in that house.
Okay.
I can't go in there.
Come on.
What? It's... Wait, come I'm on. Not in here. Wait. What are we doing in here? This is not a good idea. We should get out of here now. What was out there?
I don't know, man. What's fucking coming? Okay. We gotta fucking hide.
Get us the fuck home. That's what I want to do. Go home right the fuck now.
Mike, I don't know how the fuck to get home. I heard the noises. I went to see what it was.
We need
There's
to
something
out
fucking
here.
Out there.
We need
us.
To
I don't
get
know
out
what
of
the
here.
Fuck it is. We gotta hide, man. We gotta hide. We just gotta wait for daylight. We gotta wait for fucking daylight.
Listen to me. I need to tell you something. I need to tell you something. I love you. With all of my heart, I love you, and I'm so sorry that we're going through this right now, and I just want to beat this. I want to get through this. Because goddammit, you have your whole life ahead of you.
You need to live. Oh fuck! Come on, let's go. Get to the basement. Let's go. Let's go.
The barricade the door.
Go 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 go. All right, come on, come on. Help me. Help. Help me. All right. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is... Oh my god.
We're down.
I can't fucking... It's so bright. I can't fucking...
Don't look in the light. Do not look in the fucking light.
What the fuck? What? Do you hear the voices? What the fuck is going on? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
It's all groovy, man. Just join us. It's all groovy, man.
Come on.
It's all groovy, man. It's all groovy, man.